Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, we're happy to have Greg joining us this morning on Thunder and PT. And, of course, second date update with us this morning. How are things going, Greg, with Phoebe?
If she answered any text, I'd be able to tell you.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can do that and maybe help you get back in touch or whatever. Can you tell us about the date? I know you wrote us you guys went out for dinner or something like that, right?
Yeah, we had a really great time. I mean, I got a good vibe off her. I mean, we stayed there and closed the place. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Good. Okay.
Okay,
cool, so this date lasted what, like 2 or 3 hours, Greg?
Mine was longer than that because we got there at like 8.
Wow. So the conversation had to have been really good, really intense.
It was great. I've never connected with someone like that on a first date before. It was great.
So can you think of anything, if it went so well, lasted so long, Greg, can you think of anything that might have been awkward or hard for Phoebe to talk about?
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is, like, I joked with her that it was roast chicken, mm-hmm. but I had a ton of garlic in it. And I said, you know, I was just joking. Hey, I really want to kiss you tonight. Goodbye or something. And then, you know, she actually ate a couple bites of my chicken. So we canceled each other out. So, I was like, whoa.
So you could kiss each other goodnight? So you both would have garlic breath?
You'd both have garlic breath.
I like that. So she
sounds fine.
Like a good sport.
Yeah.
I thought so. She's great. I mean, she's got a great sense of humor. She's smart. She's fun to talk to. I'm super bummed. I haven't heard back from her.
Well, there's only one way to find out for sure what is going on with Phoebe, Greg. So let's call her. Hopefully get those answers. Hopefully get you to an even more passionate, garlicky date number two kiss. So what's going on? Let's find out here on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Phoebe, please?
Yes, if I've won something, and no, if you want something.
Okay, well, you might win something. Did you know we're actually calling from a radio station?
I didn't. That's
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, okay. I got to tell you, Phoebe, you're on the radio because it's Thunder and PT, and we are calling from a radio station, 102.9 The Wolf. And we are calling because we are hoping you'd have a couple of minutes to answer some questions about someone you met recently, because we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update.
Oh.
Yeah. So would you be willing to talk to us about a gentleman that you went out on a first date with named Greg? You guys had
anybody but him. Seriously. Like, come on, guys.
Wow, okay.
Because you two had this, like, long, great dinner. you were like the last people at the restaurant.
I mean, yeah, we did, but he's also the worst. Like, yeah, we had an amazing date. It was one of those things. It was like a fairy tale, like being in a movie where everything clicked, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, that's what we heard from Greg. That's what he wrote us about.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
Well, it was when I got home, he sent me a text and he said I should check my pockets.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And he put the note in my pocket.
He put a note in your pocket. Okay.
And what, probably like when we kissed goodnight or something. I don't know.
All right. And what did the note say?
It didn't say anything. It was a drawing he did. I don't know, maybe when we went to the restroom or something.
Like on a napkin then? Or it's like he an artist or what? Like a cartoonist?
Right. It was on a napkin. I wouldn't call him an artist.
Okay.
He drew like a stick figure? Really ugly. Just cruel. Picture of me. And I put a lot of effort into looking good for this date. I was so offended.
Maybe I draw caricatures. It was just a goofy, funny little drawing, you know, like the guy doing the park.
Are you kidding?
Okay, so Phoebe, we talked to Greg about 5 minutes ago and this is how this kind of came up. We had sent us a message and we got him on the show to talk about this first date and why you weren't getting back to him and he didn't have a reason. And so that's why we're calling you, is to kind of figure out why you haven't gotten back to him for maybe, hopefully, a second date. So it all has to do with this drawing that he sketched of you while you were in the bathroom. Greg, do I have that right?
Yeah, she knows I think she looks incredible. It was just a fun little goofy cartoon drawing version. That's all. It was nothing mean.
It looked like SpongeBob SquarePants if he had long hair. And red lips. Like, my teeth aren't that crooked, by the way, dude. It's just so ugly and it's so mean.
I'm sorry you didn't like it. It was just a silly little sketch. That's all. I liked you. I wanted to do something. Just show you something funny.
I found it a really hurtful way to show. So.
Okay, so you can't get past the picture and give Greg another chance, Phoebe.
No way. Absolutely not.
I mean, caricatures just like accentuate certain things about like a personality or a person, but it's not like they're not meant to be like offensive per se.
Yeah, it was just a dumb little drawing.
Do you have crooked teeth, Phoebe?
No, I don't.
She doesn't.
Okay, why did you draw crooked? Why did you draw crooked teeth?
You ever drawn on a napkin?
Yes.
It's kind of hard. May not always have the best, you know, results and control when you're trying to draw on something that can tear apart.
What was the thing you had the most issue with? Was it the teeth or the way he drew your body? What was it that he over accentuated?
Oh, it was literally everything. The only thing he got right was the hair. Really, a SpongeBob square. It was this big blocky character, and I'm too hurt from it, and I feel like in the end...
Is there any way Greg could apologize? I think he already has, but is there anything he could say to make up for this?
No, because he's just, you know, a person like that's going to continue to be, you know, do things they think are cute, and I'm not going to think they're cute.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. It was just a dumb little funny thing.
It's not a joke. You weren't poking fun.
Listen, Phoebe. You don't have to send us a real picture of you, but would you send us, could you take a picture of the napkin? And if I gave you our number here, you send it to us, we post this online, and people could give their two cents whether or not maybe you should be offended by it.
I could see if I could dig it out of the trash. But
dig it out of the, please, well, dig it out of the trash.
It's going to for sure look ugly.
We'll do the best we can, we'll straighten it out, and we'll make it look presentable, and then our listeners can see if you overreacted or not. Would you be comfortable?
If I can find it in the trash.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I want everyone to go.
Validation.
Right. We'll
put it on our Facebook page, I guess.
If you can get to us in the next 10 minutes, then we'll post that. But listen, we wish you all the best, Phoebe, and I'm sorry this happened to you. And Greg, I'm sorry this happened to you. So I think a misunderstanding, but listen, that's the way it sometimes goes on Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.